Episode 30. You're listening to Comedy Forecast. Comedy in 4 minutes or less. Hi, this is Clinton. Welcome to, or welcome back to, Comedy Forecast. I'd like to give a big thank you to all of the people who have been writing in recently. Rich, Paul, Adam, Steve, Michael. Okay, I know for a fact we have women listeners to the show, so come on, drop me an email. And everyone, don't forget our listener voicemail line is area code 206-333-1339. In today's episode, we'll listen in on a make-believe pitch for a new theme park ride. But if you want to look at some real theme park magic, we've got a special offer for you. I'll explain that more at the end of today's skit. And now, on to the comedy. Over the past few months, we've presented the group with quite a few options for our theme park's next dark ride. We were particularly proud of our take on The Matrix, with the cool effect of entering the ride through the screen of flowing numbers. But there was all that concern over the brain implants and the possible allergic reactions to the red and blue pills. And I know finance loved our balancing your checkbook ride through. That number 2 pencil-shaped vehicle was so cute. But this time, I think we have a winner. We call it Fired. It was inspired by some recent activity in our division. Tony and Bruce here will guide you through this scale model version. Thank you, Marty. As you can see, we start off our theming right in the queue line. In this case, we have it themed like an unemployment line. Flickering fluorescent tubes, cracked tile floor, even the loop of a crying baby.
Is that realistic?
Oh, yes. We've got some reports back from co-workers, former co-workers, that this is very realistic.
Go on.
As you can see, the ride vehicle itself is a somewhat worn, armless task chair. You hop on and enter the show building via a giant door labeled Manager's Office. The first thing you see inside is a huge animated figure of the manager. He's standing behind his desk, waving his arms. He'll be saying things like, "You're underperforming," or "We're outsourcing your job," or "We're reorganizing the department."
Wonder if I can get that guy to work for me.
He'll be programmed with dozens of random sayings, so you never have the same experience twice.
Your vehicle suddenly goes flying out of the window of the manager's office. You go sailing across the city and crash through the roof of the unemployment office.
The ride usually gets stuck here. We can't figure out why.
Finally, after what seems like an eternity, you exit the office and find yourself on a quaint suburban street. Chirping birds, the scent of newly mown lawn. There's a house and a car just off to the left, but as you approach, they fly away and disappear.
You swerve to the right, passing shelves of food, just out of reach.
Then you enter a dark alley filled with dumpsters and rats.
What happens next?
The ride is over. You get out of your chair and one of our park employees hands you this piece of paper.
It's a job application.
Yep. And you exit the attraction through a fast food restaurant.
I don't get it.
Hopefully, someday you will. Okay, enough about make-believe, or somewhat make-believe. If you're interested in real theme park magic, our friends over at windowstothemagic.com have come up with a special offer for listeners of Comedy Forecast. Now, they've produced a great DVD called Disneyland 50th Parade and Fireworks. That covers a lot of the exciting 50th anniversary shows going on over at Disneyland. If you order the DVD from windowtothemagic.com and type in Comedy Forecast in the notes section of your PayPal payment, you'll also receive 2 collectible Disney dollars with your order. So just go to comedyforecast.com for the link. Oh, and Comedy Forecast makes nothing off these sales. We just think it's a really neat idea. That's it. We're done. Bye-bye.